months ago. I don't drink coffee, so I've never been to Starbucks. So I stand corrected and told me at Starbucks they don't have a machine like that that has a different kind of coffee. So we're not talking about Starbucks, okay? We're talking about a machine that you push a button, you get a different brand of coffee. So sometimes it has kosher coffee, sometimes some of them are non-kosher flavoring. So the question was, if the people before me pushed the button, they got out non-kosher flavored coffee, and then I'm going to push a button, buy some kosher coffee, it's going to come out the same pipe. So last time we were discussing it, so I assumed that for sure you're going to have shishim in the kosher coffee against the non-kosher coffee. So someone pointed out later on that even if you have shishim, we had a machlokes in Shulchan Aruch. It was a gemara in Pesachim on Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, where the gemara says, what's the problem? You have chametz dikekelim, and it has a bli of chametz shavah l'va Pesach. As a bli of chametz shavah l'va Pesach, that was the gemara Pesachim Daf Lamed. The gemara has a machlokes satanaim, where the chametz shavah l'va Pesach is an isa deraisa and isa derabbanan. So what's the nafkemina halacha l'maisa? So a few nafkemina. So one nafkemina halacha l'maisa is, if you hold the chametz shavah l'va Pesach is only the rabbanan, then it's only a penalty if it was chametz shel Yisrael. Chemtza shalakum, so nobody violated by Rabbi Matzah, so then you don't have the penalty. The Chomesh Ola Pesach would be muta. That's what we hold. We go to the Goyish stores right after Abdullah, Amitzo Yontef, and we buy Chomet, because we hold the Chomesh Ola Pesach is only a penalty with the Rabbanan, only Chemtza shal Yisrael. If you hold like the Tana Reb Yudah, Machlokes Reb Yudah Reb Shimon, if you hold like Reb Yudah, the Chomesh Ola Pesach is an Isa Deraisa, has nothing to do, it doesn't make a difference who it belonged to. So another Nafkamina Lahalacha is, what if you have Chomet the Kikelim to have a Bliya of chametz in the kelim? So the way we pass in la'alocha, there's no bayura by matzah and bliyas kelim. So you don't have to sell your chametz to kelim, unless you have spaghetti stuck on the surface of the kli. So if you have chametz dik at the end, on the outside of the kli, if your wife doesn't wash off the kelim, so you have bayura by matzah, and the chametz that's on the surface. But the chametz that's balua, that's b'feirish in the gemara, there is no bayura by matzah. So the way we pass in la'alocha, chametz shavah l'vat pesach is a penalty, is also the rabbanon aknas. By the Rab Shimon that it's a knas, but the Rabbanon. So then on chametz dikekelim, there's no need to sell them, and don't be any issue about your Rabbi Matz. But according to the Tana Reb Yudah, and the Gemara says that in the days of the Amoraim, there was still a machlokes. Rabbi Shmuel had a machlokes whether you should pass like Reb Yudah, pass like Reb Shimon. So in the days of the Amoraim, there were those who held the chametz shavah l'va Pesach is an isa deraisa. So the Gemara says when it comes, you have to Pesach, you don't have to kasha the chametz dikekelim the covered Pesach. There's no about your on the bliyas kelim. But you'll have to kasher all the kelim after Pesach if you want to use them for chametz, because it has a bli of chametz shavah l'va Pesach, which is an isa deraisa. All the chametz that you can, you can't just put it away in the cabinet of Pesach and then take it out after Pesach and use it. They all have a bli of chametz, according to the Tana holds that when it comes Pesach, all chametz in the world becomes asa, even the bli and the kelim. So the Gemara says, what if you have kli cheres? So the Gemara says, you got to throw out the kli cheres because you can't do hagolah. So the Gemara says, what do you have to throw out? So the Gemara tells a story. In one city, the merchants were selling new kli cheres after Pesach, and they were charging an arm and a leg. And Rabbi Shmuel had this machlokes. I forgot about who held which way. So one of the Amoraim was visiting town, so he warned the merchants, you better charge a reasonable rate. If you're going to charge too much, I'm going to let the balabatim know that I hold that you don't have to buy new kelim at all. Like we pass from Allah, you don't have to buy new kelim. And there's no Balyura by Matzah, so there's no Chametz Shal about this. Hi, the Gemara says, but the Balabatim have to listen to their rabbi. They're not allowed to listen to this guest rabbi in town. The Gemara says, but some of the Balabatim will listen to this rabbi. They're not allowed to, some of them will. So that's enough to scare the merchants. So he threatened the merchants, you better charge a reasonable price, or I'm going to let it be known that I don't agree with the whole stock. So the Gemara asked on the whole story, what's the problem? Why don't you just take the Chametz Dikekelim after Pesach? True, it has a tray for bliya. Cook kosher food and it'll be bottled. So Tosis and all the Rishonim are bothered the question, what do you mean? You're not allowed to cook in a tray for bliya. If it has a bliya of tray for sin, you're not allowed to cook. So some of the Rishonim came up with the Chiddush that the Mechaber and the Ramah accept la halacha, that if you have a kli that has a tray for bliya, and it's a kli shen mishtamshim bo b'shefa, the normal way to use the kli is you cook so much food with such a big volume, that you know with your eyes closed you're going to have shishim against the bliya. So some Rishonim say there's no problem of cooking in a tray for kli. A tray for kli, even ben yomo, and it's mishtam shemo b'shefa, you know for sure that you're going to have shishim against it, so you're allowed to use it. And the Shach and the Taz were both unhappy with that. And we mentioned that the Kaf HaChayim says that even according to the Shach and the Taz, we want to, we usually machma like the Shach and the Taz on that, but if it's a klisha and a ben yomo, then you can't rely on this opinion. Klisha and a ben yomo, if it's a klisha and a mishtam shema b'shefa, then it's muta. So that's what someone pointed out, that what I said last time, if you have this machine, so with your eyes closed, you know, you're going to have shishim. How much trefa coffee is there going to be already? One or two drops worth of trefa coffee is going to be in the pipe. So the kosher coffee that's going to come out is going to certainly have shishim against all the trefa coffee. So that's what a few people pointed out to me. That should be dependent on this machlokes, the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, and the Shach and the Taz. The way we usually machma like the Shach and the Taz, that a klish and a mishtam shemba b'shefa, you know for sure you have shishim, there's no problem. So that's only hetter by klish and a menyomo, so that's not right. You shouldn't use that hetter. I thought last time people wouldn't want to use the, people would feel uncomfortable about drinking a, I would assume so, drinking a cup of coffee knowing that there's a drop of non-kosher flavoring in the coffee. So the boys pointed out, it's worse than just feeling uncomfortable. Nikradin, we should pass on that a klish and a mishtam shemba b'shefa is only a good hetter on an ein ben yom and not on a ben yom. Okay, good. We got up to the issue of, and then those who have the questions, but got up to number 19, I think, last time. So the, may I order or deliver non-kosher food for Jewish employer? What about a non-Jewish employer? A non-Jewish employer, it's not schor b'macholos asuras. Schor b'macholos asuras means if I'm the owner of the store, I buy wholesale and I sell retail and I'm making profit on selling a non-kosher food. So that's a sim in the beginning of the second chelik yeriday. That schor b'macholos asuras is zoster. Machlokes haposkim, whether it's deraisa the rabbanon. Usually assume that it's only the rabbanon. We have a whole bunch of kulas based on that assumption. The din of schor b'macholos asuras, there are three exceptions to the rule. One exception to the rule that doesn't apply by Nisa de Rabbanon. Let's say I'm selling Gvina Sakum. If I'm selling Gvina Sakum in a Jewish neighborhood to Jewish customers, that's an issue of Lifnei Velisiti Mishnah. I'm selling in the middle of Harlem, middle of a non-Jewish neighborhood, so there's no Lifnei Iver issue. It's only a question of Schar b'macholos asuras. So by the Rabbanon it doesn't apply. Then number two, we paskin by Chelev it doesn't apply. That's what it says in the Mechaber and the Rambam. Against the Tosfos, we had a Tosfos in the last daf in Meruba, the last Talmud Beis in Perek Meruba. Both places in Baba Kama. That Tosfos gives an example, you're not allowed to do business with Chelev. And the Rambam says not so, it's a pasuk in Chumash. Chelev nebeva, Chelev trefi yosu l'cham alocha, v'ocha lo sachlu. So in Shulchan Aruch we have accepted the Rambam's position, that by Chelev it's muta b'schurd. And the third exception to the rule was, if I'm dealing with, let's say, I'm dealing with pigs, I'm hunting, let's say, mink, in order to, for the fur. I'm not interested in the flesh. I'm hunting the animals for the hide. I'm buying pigs in order to make footballs out of them, in order to make gloves out of the hide. I'm not really interested in the flesh. Then the Chachma Sodom said that if Nizdamnu, then it's muta to the, let's say I go hunting in order to hunt kosher animals, in order to shech them and to sell them. That's muta, kosher animals. And then I set the traps, and by accident, a non-kosher animal got caught. Or I go fishing, and I'm interested in dealing in kosher fish, and I catch a couple of non-kosher fish. So I'm not mechuyav to throw the non-kosher fish back into the ocean. I can sell it to a non-Jew. Schor is muta b'macholos asuras in the case of nizdamnu. That's the Mishnah. Nizdamnu is muta. That's why most of the poskim assume that the whole issur is only the rabbanon. How can it be an issur there? I said nizdamnu is asur and the miskavim. Nizdamnu is muta and miskavim is asur. It sounds like an issur the rabbanon. That's all we assume. It's only the rabbanon. So those are the three exceptions to the rule. If I'm buying the pigs, or I'm hunting the animals, not really for the sake of eating them. The main purpose is I want the fur, or I want the hide, not letzarech achila. So then there's no issur skorah. Yeah, so over here, let's say, here there's no issue of skorah. I'm either ordering or delivering non-kosher food to my non-Jewish boss. So there's no issue of lifnei v'lisiti mitzvah. He's not Jewish, he doesn't have to keep kosher. And there's no skorah b'macholos asuras. Skorizon, let's say I work at the cash register in a non-kosher store. So that's not skor. Skor macholos asuras is the owner of the shop, the one who buys wholesale and sells retail. He's doing the skor. But the waiter is not the waiter or the cashier is not in violation. Let's say in the restaurant if they cook basa b'cholov deraisa, we assume even the veil of meat with milk is basa b'cholov deraisa. Basa b'cholov deraisa is also ba'no. Basa b'cholov derabbanon is muta ba'no. That's what we pass in the first sif in Siman Pei Zayin. So let's say, so we have the Dogel Mevava, the Nadi Yehuda wrote Nehoris, that if it's Nevela cooked with milk, you can rely on the Rambam that ain't Nisa Chalalisa. And the later Poskim all disagreed. They said even according to the Rambam, that's only with respect to Malkus. The Rambam would also agree that Isa is Chalalisa ben Geir to Isa. So that's how we usually assume. It's a Pella because the Nadi Yehuda, we pointed out, the Nadi Yehuda himself has a long tshuva. He has a whole Arichas. So all of a sudden over here in the Dogel Mevava, he writes he can rely on the Rambam. So let's say if I'm the waiter in the restaurant and I'm paid a salary and they give me a tip for delivering the food, so if I'm delivering Isuri Hanoh, so then it comes out that I'm getting Hanoh from Isuri Hanoh. That was the Gemara in the beginning of the last parak in Avodah Zarah. If I'm a truck driver and I deliver a Yayin Esach or I deliver a Basa B'Cholov, so, and I'm getting, they pay me a salary not to drive an empty truck. They say don't drive the truck until it's all full. So sometimes they put kosher food, sometimes they put Isuri Hanoh. So if they're paying me to deliver Isuri Hanoh, so that's not Tzchor b'macholos asuris. That has nothing to do with Tzchor. Tzchor is the one who buys retail, sells wholesale. Buys wholesale, sells retail. So he's making money on it. But the one who drives the truck, that's an issue of Isuri Hanoh. So if I order, let's say I work in this company, I get the same salary, whether I do a favor for the boss and I call up, non-Jewish boss, I'm going to get the same salary whether I order the sandwich for him or I don't order the sandwich for him. I'm not getting extra benefit from the fact that I ordered a basa b'cholov sandwich that's an Isur Hanoh. So you can't say I'm getting Hanoh from Isuri Hanoh. If I'm a waiter and they pay me salary to deliver Isuri Hanoh to the customers, or the customer gives me a tip to having served them the Isuri Hanoh, then you have a problem. Or let's say there's a nurse in a hospital and part of her job is she's responsible to serve food to the patients. And part of her salary is because of the fact that she serves the food to the patients. So if the food is Isuri Hanoh, so you're not allowed to get paid money to serve Isuri Hanoh. That's called getting Hanoh from Isuri Hanoh. So that's to order or to deliver it to the non-Jewish boss. If you have a Jewish employer, so then you have the problem of lifnei v'lisiti michshol. So the original lifnei v'lisiti michshol is I'm initiating the avera. I'm giving you non-kosher food. Here it's not, I'm not initiating the avera. You ask, you are not, the boss is not a religious man. And he wants me either to order for him, I should make an order for him, or I should deliver for him the non-kosher food. So he's the one who's initiating it. So then the Gemara, the way it's usually assumed, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, the first parak, distinguishes between Chad Ibed and Nara as opposed to Trey Ibed and Nara. If it's two sides of the river, Trey Ibed and Nara, if the Macholos Asur is on the other side of the river and he can't get to eat the tray for food unless I throw it over to his side, that's the real Isur of Lifnei V'Lisita Michshol. Even though I'm not initiating it, he wants to eat the non-kosher food. But the Gemara says if it's Chad Ibed and Nara, the non-kosher food is on the same side of the river where he is, he can get to eat the non-kosher food on his own. Doesn't want to bother. So he asked me, do me a favor, I should bring it in from the kitchen, I should give it to him. It's in his house, it's in his kitchen. He asked me, I should bring it in from the kitchen, I'm his butler. He asked me to serve his food, to take the food from the kitchen and give it to him. So the Gemara says, if it's Bechari Verenara, then there's no lifnei v'lisiti michshol. That's what it sounds like in the Gemara in the first parak in Avodah Zarah, around Dav Vav. That's a further machlokes in Rishonim, happens to be a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos in Kiddushin. Happens to be in Kiddushin, the end of the second parak. What's the definition of Chad Ibed and Nara? And it's a discussion of Shulchan Aruch. So the generally accepted opinion of the Ramah, and Hilchos Avodah Zarah talks about this, the Jews were always interested in making a decent parnas. To live in poverty, that was a goyish chachma. That was not considered a Yiddish chachma. The Jews were never interested in living in poverty. Jews always were interested in making a good living. So the best way to make a parnas is to sell Avodah Zarah to the guy. They're prepared to pay a fortune, but it's a shaylis neiva d'sita michshol. That's one of the Sheva Mitzvahs b'nei Noach. So the Ramah has a heter that if I'm not the only one who's selling getchkes to the Nochri, there are Nochrim who are selling. If all the other people who are selling are all Jews, so some Jew is violating lifnei neiva d'sita michshol, but if there's one Nochri who can sell, if I'm selling for half price, I'm not going to buy from him. But if I'm charging approximately the same as everybody else, maybe even charging a little bit more, customers don't realize it. So if there's a Nachri who's selling, so they can get to worship their Avodah Zarah without me, So the Rama says that there's no lifnei ilui siti michshol. So there's a bir agro on that. But the bir agro says you should know that this is a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos in the end of the second parak in Kiddushin. Tosfos has an opinion that it's only called chadei v'denara if the avodah zarah belongs to him already. But if I'm selling it to him, so far he doesn't have an avodah zarah. He doesn't have the tray for food. I have to sell it to him. I have to get it to him. If it belongs to him, it's just in the kitchen, and he asks me, I'm his butler, he asks me to take it from the kitchen and serve it in the dining room. That's what the Gemara says, chadei v'denara, there's no lifnei either. But if he doesn't have it yet, then I have to sell it to him. So then the only guy quotes the Tosfos and says that that's called trei v'denara, that's a real lifnei either. But there's a long pischei tshuva there in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, and it's in Hilchos Ribbis, it's repeated also. Sometimes in Ribbis there's an issue of lifnei v'lisiti michshol. I'm lending you beribis. Jews were always interested in making money, so they used to lend beribis to non-Jews, and sometimes they would lend beribis to Jews as well. So to lend beribis to a Jew, to borrow beribis, to lend beribis is an issa. To borrow beribis by ribis the rabbanon is only an issa lifnei v'lisiti michshol. By ribis the raisa, it's an issa. The Mishnah says in the end of Perek Zeh Nesha, there's an issa on the Malva, there's an issa on the Loiv, but it's only ribis the Rabbanon. So Shulchan Aruch, they quote from the Rosh that the issa on the part of the Loiv is only an issa lifnei iver. So let's say the Jew who's lending beribis, Ben Kovakov is going to lend his money beribis anyway to other Jews. So I'm not really in violation. It's bechadei v'denara. I'm not really in violation of lifnei iver l'siti michshol over here. So there's a Ramah there in Hilchos Ribbis with a long Pischei Tshuva there. So it's generally assumed, like that Shita, like the Ramah, like the Rashi, not like the Tosfos, that's considered. Let's say, I'm the cashier in the store. If I own the store where we sell the non-kosher food, that's Chorav Macholas Asuras. You're not allowed to do that. I'm just the cashier in the store. So then a Jew comes and he wants to buy this non-kosher food. So am I allowed to sell it to him? It's lifnei v'lisiti michshol. So we assume there are other non-kosher stores. He can buy it in another store. So even though he doesn't have it yet, we assume in the Shulchan Aruch that's called chadei v'denara. So based on the Gemara Avodah Zarah, that's Tosfos is there in Avodah Zarah, and the beginning of Shabbos Dav Gimel and the Rosh, both in Avodah Zarah and Shabbos, raise a problem that the Gemara in Shabbos Dav Gimel sounds like it says that even b'chadei v'denara there's also an issur of lifnei v'lisiti michshol. So it doesn't contradict the Gemara Avodah Zarah davar. So the Tosfos and the Rosh say, yeah, there's an issur lifnei v'derabbanan. Min haTorah lifnei v'derabbanan is only trei v'denara. The chadei v'denara is an issur lifnei v'derabbanan. But there's another, but in Shulchan Aruch we assume that the chadei v'denara is het gomer. So how did it all of a sudden become het gomer if there's an issur derabbanan? So the Shach talks about this in the second chelik Yerideya. So the Shach makes some kind of a chilik. And it's a little bit unclear exactly what the klal is. When is it also? When is it mutas? So if I'm not mistaken, I think the Stachemit quotes six opinions for Nachred. So the Bin Yonzion has one opinion, and the Nitziv, and a lot of different shitas. So the Dogam of Ava over there on the side of that Shach in the second Chelik Yerideya says that this Issa de Rabbanon, the Pashup Shat, this Issa de Rabbanon, that Bechadev and Anar is still an Issa of Lizni, but the Siti Michshol only applies if the person who's violating the Avera is basically a religious Jew. If he's a Nochri, so then they were never Machmer Bechadei V'denara. If he's a Yisrael Mumer, Vaita, then we're never Machmer Bechadei V'denara. So let's say if my boss asks me to order non-kosher food for him, usually means the boss is a person who just doesn't care about kashrus. What? Usually he is careful about kashrus, but today he decided to eat a little chazan. Usually that's not the case. If that would be the case, then there's a din lifnei v'derabbanan. I'm not allowed to help him do the aver. Even though he can get to eat the non-kosher food without me, there would be a din of lifnei v'derabbanan. Let's say basically he's usually a religious Jew, and he wants me to buy him some chaza today. So then there would be a lifnei v'derabbanan. But usually the case is he doesn't keep kosher. Period. He just not doesn't keep kosher. So that's the pashup shot, that if the fellow is a Yisrael mumer, then there's no lifnei v'derabbanan. So we would say that it's permissible in such a situation. Lahachil is a new problem. Lahachil is a problem. We had this a mechaber in Hilchos Pesach quotes a Yerushalmi that you're not permitted to feed chametz to behemas hefker on Pesach. So there's a machlokes achreinim there in the Mikor Chaim. The Mikor Chaim with the Magen Ha'elot have a machlokes on that din, and it's quoted here in Yeridin Hilchos Basa B'Cholom. Is that Yerushalmi only a local din in chametz b'Pesach? Yerushalmi only says it by chametz b'Pesach. That's the only place quoted in Shulchan Aruch. But does it apply by all Yisuri Hanoah? That there's an Yisur Shalola Hachil Yisuri Hanoah to anybody. Feeding it to anybody is considered a form of my getting Hanoah. Even though, what Hanoah do I get? That's a shaila. Sometimes a nurse in a hospital, it's not enough that she serves the food. Sometimes they have to mamish be machal the food. They have to feed the patients. So if you have a nurse who's feeding a patient, a nochri patient, Yisuri Hanoah, so that'll be a machlekes achrein. That's permissible. If it's the nurse's job and that's what she's getting salaried for, so then it's vaiteros. It's also because she's getting Hanoah from Yisuri Hanoah. If he's violating b'shoygeg,
he doesn't know. He doesn't think what kashrus is. We'll be like
that's not a Yisrael mumer. Okay, then you're gonna have a problem. If the boss is not educated, doesn't know, then he's not called a Yisrael mumer. That's right. All the averes that he does are b'shoygeg. Then there is going to be a din of lifnei ira. Yeah.
That
the minister of the Rabbanim here is
that it is
scandalous. That's how,
Rav
Shlomo
Eger
has a whole
shulam.
If you learn that pshat, yeah, I think Rav Shlomo Eger learns like that in his chulis, that chadiv and anad is lifnei iver. What it really means is that you mevatle mitzvah to chacha. So then if you can't get the first base with the guy, so it doesn't help the fact that he's a tinik shenishba. You're not mevatel mitzvah to chacha, then you say it should be mutter. I don't know if everybody learns like him. I don't know. That's his an einfall. That's his suggestion. But it doesn't really mean, according to Abshalom Eger, it should really be deraisa, it shouldn't be the rabbanim. He says that this lifnei iver the rabbanim, achad iver the nar, means you mevatel mitzvah to chacha. So why is that the rabbanim? So it should be the raisa. That's the weak point in his argument. Okay, that's one suggestion. Let's see. May I cook meat and milk together in a cookery class with no intention of eating it? What about chicken and milk? Well, chicken and milk we pass them as mutter to cook. Chicken and milk is machlokes hatanaim. What is the raisa? The rabbanan, and the accepted opinion of Shulchan Aruch is that it's only the rabbanan. So therefore, it says it's mutter to cook. Someone just had a shaila the other day. His child is allergic to something, and they have to put in, when the child is eating the chicken, so they have to put in some kind of a milk product into the chicken. The taka cooking chicken and milk is mutter. The only thing is that pot will betray. So after the child's allergy is over, so then they should kasha the pot. But to cook chicken and milk, we paskin is mutter. But to cook meat and milk is an isur of bishul basa b'chola. That's a question. Maybe the Yisur Bishul Basa B'Cholav is only, there's such a mashmois from a Rambam and the Sefer HaMitzvah, a possibility that maybe it's only awesome to cook Basa B'Cholav if someone plans to eat it. But if nobody plans to eat it at all, you're just cooking and then you're going to throw it out, maybe there's no Yisur Bishul Basa B'Cholav. That was a chiddush. Moshe Soloveitchik raised such a possibility, but that's generally not the accepted opinion. If I'm not mistaken, in the Bari HaShulchan, he raises the question in his Bir Halacha. He doesn't give any makaris, I think. He just says he thinks that it's us. That's what's usually assumed. May I use a meat vessel for dairy or a non-kosher vessel for kosher food if the vessel is clean and the food is cold? You're not allowed to, even though there's no blia, you're not allowed to. Unless it says, b'beis shalakum, if I'm visiting by a non-Jew, and I have no choice of getting a kosher kli. So then if you're stuck, b'shas hatchag, so if everything is tainan, so then b'ikroi, b'almo, it's permissible. But to do it kavua, on a regular basis, is not allowed, even the basis shalak. And that's, I come to the company, and the boss has in the company tray for kalim, so every single day I'm going to start eating my kosher, I'm going to pour Coca-Cola into a tray for container and drink all the time. So you're not allowed to do it kavua, only b'ikroi, b'almo. That's the question, what's the definition of b'ikroi, b'almo?
So you need both b'ikroi and b'ikroi.
I think so. Yes, that b'ikroi b'beis shalach. Yeah. I don't know what is the definition of b'ikroi. So in Hilchas Kriya Shema, the Mishnah Brura is talking about a totally different, unrelated case. He says Bikra is once a month. He's talking about saying Kriya Shema Shel Laila after Hanetz, after Alos HaShachar, and Kriya Shema Shel Shachar is both. What is the name of Shulchan Aruch? Satarta de Sasrin.
Between Alos and Nates.
Between both, saying both Kriya Shema twice, between Alos and Nates. Some kind of a case like that. So it says in Shulchan Aruch, it's only Mutter Bikroi Bialma. Once in a while. To do it Kavu is not allowed. So Mishnah Berurah, of course, Achraim said Bikroi Bialma once a month. Maybe over here also once a month. I don't know. So that's only Mutter Bikroi Bialma. I use my kitchen table for serving dairy. Must I put down a tablecloth before serving meat on the table? I think so. Even though we washed it off and we cleaned it off, we assume that there's probably going to be a blia of dairy. There may well be a blia of dairy on the table. So it's a klisha in a bayom. So the beis shalakum, you might be kroy biyam. Beis shalisol not. So you should put a tablecloth or a placemat or something. What's the din if I cook the dove chorif in a meat pot that isn't ben yomo? So usually klisha in a ben yomo, the blia is nice and tam levgam. But if you're cooking a dove chorif, then the Gemara says machal yalei l'shvach. Then I mix it with a dairy spoon. What is the status of the food, the pot, and the spoon? Before you get to shishim, so the pashtus is that if you cook a davacharif, the bliya flesh that comes into the davacharif will become lishvach, it won't be lefgam. And then when I'm stirring with a milchik spoon, so if the milchik spoon is ainet ben yomo vaita, but the davacharif is going to be machal yalei lishvach. Even if the spoon is ainet ben yomo, it's going to be machal yalei lishvach. So I have myself a good problem of basa b'chola, that I'm not allowed to eat it. Unless you think that you have shishim against the spoon, it's possible. Depends how much davachor if you cook. If you have enough, so you're going to have shishim against the spoon. There's a discussion in Shulchan Aruch. You have to calculate shishim against the whole spoon, and just against that part of the spoon that was dipped into the soup. Many ameko. So you only need shishim connected that part of the spoon. Could well be that you'll have shishim, but if you don't have shishim, then you got a problem. Then taka the dove chorif has a bliya flesh, it's bliya melchix. Because we say that there's no kula of not banat either. Where machman, there's no kula of not banat. Now, strictly speaking, the shach made a sveksvek, ikvod rishonim, that there are those who are of the opinion that there is no chumra of not banat. So even though we're machman that, but there are those who have the opinion that dove chorif is only chiltis and dove chorif is only tznayin. And anything else doesn't count. So if you have garlic, a chavez, a horseradish, or whatever it is that you're cooking, it could be that mitam sveka, there's room to be mekel. But the minig is not like that. The shach quoted such as sveka. The minig is not like that. The minig is to pile up all the chumers together. Unless you have shish. If you have shishim, then it's both leaving the dovachar. What happens if milk spilled onto meat? What, cold milk onto cold meat? So you wash off the meat so you know for sure that you got off all of the milk. If it's kavish for 24 hours, kavish kemibush. If it's burning hot, so then you have a discussion, it's nivla. But if it's cold milk and cold meat, so you just wash it off till you're convinced that you got all the milk out. What happens if a hot piece of meat falls onto a non-kosher sink? So we paskan tatoi govar, so it doesn't become osir kedei kulo, okay? Wouldn't become asa kedei kulo anyway. It's like it's leaf. So the make a lebola, so kedei klipa should be awesome.
Why is it klisheni?
What's a klisheni?
No,
when it lands. When it lands, it should be a klisheni.
Yeah.
The burning hot piece of meat should be a klisheni. That's always considered irui. Some poskim hold that a dove gush, there is no din, that's number 35. And a dove gush, there is no din of klisheni. We're machmer for that for sure. If you have a big hefsid, then we're mekom. That's even a din of klisheni. But as if you have the burning hot piece of meat, and it wasn't placed yet into a klisheni, and now you drop it in the sink, so that's called irui. So even if it would have been a liquid, where for sure there's a din of klisheni, when it falls, so that's the gemara. The irui passes kadei klipah. That was the whole mocker. The irui is mevashel kadei klipah because the gemara says how to make a leibola. It's balei kadei klipah. So you have to aser kadei klipa, unless the non-kosher sink is zeinu ben yomo. Zeinu ben yomo, so it doesn't aser. which it often may be the case, maybe any binyan. Yeah.
I
want to
ask a question about the tablecloth question. Does that apply even if you're using kalim or only by the hand?
I mean, I'm putting the food on a plate. Strictly speaking, it's not a problem.
There's a kitchen counter, which is a trade kitchen counter. So does that mean, for instance, that you're not putting cold kalim on it, but you can't put an apple on your kitchen counter.
Because
it's a trade kitchen counter.
L'chatchila, you shouldn't put an apple, even though it's tzayinim. Right. But yeah, but it wouldn't ask that, but l'chatchila, you shouldn't put. When you open up hot water, we assume that that's irui, that the burning hot water is coming from the boiler, wherever it is, and then it's going, it's a long flow. So even if it's nischal gabi kiritz ananis, even if the pipes are cold, still, the shaft says in nischal gabi kiritz ananis, still retains a din of irui.
Could it be that in 13 hours to the vliya and the non-kosher thing in the sink? If your ma'ara mind coming, is it, could it be considered like the mind then?
I mean, if I have a treifas sink and 24 hours went by since I used it for treifas, but chimam mamayim within the 24 hours, so then you start counting all over again. Okay, that may be the case. Okay, sometimes it'll happen like that. It depends if the previous tenant was non-kosher and I never kashered the sink, and it's already more than 24 hours since they moved down. So then there was no chimam mamayim in between. But if it's possible that it was chimam mamayim, then you got a problem. Okay. What about the stovetop? The same thing. A lot of times the stovetop is treif. You have fleishig drops there, milchig drops there. So a lot of times the stovetop is treif. Shulchan Aruch, they assume that it's going to be the fire is going to burn everything up, and there won't be anything treif. But then the post can say we're not so convinced that that's what happens. So it could well be that the stovetop is treif, and sometimes it will be ben yomo, and whatever falls there will become treif. You have to ascertain whether it's any ben yomo. Let's see, milk was mistakenly cooked in a clean meat pot. What is the status of the milk and of the pot? Well, if the pot was a ben yomo, so we usually assume that it's very rare to have shishim in the contents that's cooked in the food, connected the thickness of the doifen akli. So then we would say if the fleishig pot is a ben yomo, that the milk becomes osa. And then the pot becomes osser. If the kli is ain't a ben yomo, so the milk does not become osser, the pot will be now both fleishig and milchig. So you can't cook fleishig because it's a milchig pot. You can't cook milchig because it's a fleishig pot. You can cook something parva. You can cook something parva until you kash it. Then you have to kash it. Okay. You have to do a hagola. If it was ben yomo, if the fleishig pot was still ben yomo when I cooked the milk, and then it becomes basa b'cholam, now it becomes isura bola. And if it's ain't a ben yomo, if the fleishig pot was ain't a ben yomo, so it's a fleishig pot, ain't a ben yomo is a din, but rabban is still considered fleishig pot. Then by cooking the milk, I made it a milchig pot also. So it's both milk again fleishig, but it's a terrible bola, yeah. It's a terrible bola.
We weren't on that even shardor, even parva not to cook
parva. I don't think so. It's in Shulchan Aruch. You're allowed to cook parva. I think so. The parva may become milchik. If I just cook the milk now, so if I'll cook parva within 24 hours, the parva will become milchik. If I'll cook it after Eina Ben Yom, so it won't become milchik.
Having one of the questions before, if the meat has crevices in it, and you pour milk on it, does that make a difference?
In Shulchan Aruch, the Gemara talks about it a little bit. It depends whether when you wash it off, do you think that you succeeded in getting all the milk out or not? You can tell. So if you think you got out all the milk, so shine. If everything is cold and you got out all the milk, then it's good. Sometimes the Gemara assumes that because it has crevices, it's impossible to get all the milk out. Depends. If you have flowing water, usually you can get all the milk out. Let's see, I cut cold cheese with a meat knife. What is the status of the cheese and of the knife? There is one opinion in Tosfos on Daf Ches on the base, I think, that Duch Kedis Sakina always makes straight, even though it's a tzayin. But that's Choshish Vedat L'chatchila. That's why we always have a separate bread knife. In Shulchan Aruch, you have a separate bread knife, because you're going to cut the bread with a fleshig knife. Well, Machmar, like that opinion, it makes the slice of bread fleshig, and you can't eat that piece of bread with milk. But strictly speaking, we don't really paskin like that. We paskin, there's no bliya, but duch kiddush takin, unless it's a dava chorif. It's not a dava chorif if something is burning hot. But if everything is tzainin, I got a cold piece of cheese with a meat knife. If everything is tzainin, then we paskin that it doesn't make us. If the knife is burning hot, then it will make a bliya. If it's a ben yomim, cheese is not a dava chorif. Let's see. What is a dava chorif? That's a good question. Radishes are considered in Shulchan Aruch dava chorif. Okay. Garlic, also dava chorif. Onions, dava chorif till you cook it. After you cook it, after a couple of minutes, it loses its charifus. Horseradishes in Shulchan Aruch is dava chorif. Olives, the Shach talks about dava chorif on olives. He quotes the Agadate from the Gemara that the, in Erevin, that there was a person by the name of Noach, and there was a mabul during his lifetime. So he sent that by Shalach as a Oirev, and the raven came back with Ali Zayas Torah Befiha. What do you mean, Befiha? So she was implying to Noach, she would rather eat the Ali Zayas, humans are nice and meroirim. I'd rather eat the Zayas, which is bitter, but the Parnassus, B'dei Shamayim, rather than have to live off of your Parnassus that you're going to feed me. So he quotes that Gemara to support that idea that Zayas is bitter. We know Zayas is bitter. Olives are bitter, so maybe the Gemara calls it Merorim, so maybe it's like Mora, just like it says in Shulchan Aruch, that horseradish is a Dovacharif, so maybe olives is also Dovacharif. Lemons, the Mechaba quotes is Dovacharif. Estrog, our Estrogim are the same as lemons. There are other Estrogim, it says that the Eitz Hadas, there are four different opinions, what was the Eitz Hadas? So one opinion was the Eitz Hadas was an Estrog, so it was so delicious. We don't enjoy eating Estrogim, so the other, the Teimanim have Estrogim that are very tasty, they're not a Dovacharif. But yes, the RS regimen are the same as lemons. That's a davachorf. Apple says in Shulchan Aruch is not a davachorf. Unless it's tapuchim chamutzen. Unless you cooked it with vinegar. He made it into a davachorf. An apple is not. A plum is not.
If you cook anything with vinegar, then it'll make it a
davachorf. Okay. Anything that you cook with vinegar will become a davachorf. Pickles. The pashtus is that the pickles should depend if they're half sour or they're fully sour or they're very, very sour. Rabbi Heinemann from Baltimore learned in Lakewood. He tells over this story. All of his psalkim are based on stories from Baron Kotler. A lot of his psalkim. So he says that once in Lakewood, they cut a pickle with a fleshig knife, and the Shiloh was when it became fleshig. Baron Kotler said no. And he didn't ask whether it was a half sour pickle or a ride at all pickles in the world. Because we pick culture from Baron Kotler. Okay, maybe. Question, how sour is the pickle? Usually pickles are not that sour. Sometimes they're very sour, so it is. Sauerkraut sometimes is a davachar. Herring, brine, whiskey. Whiskey is a davachar. Vinegar is a davachar. Vinegar is a davachar. I thought chaymet, sweet paskin is not a davachar. No? I think vinegar is not a davachar. Olive oil says also davachar. Wine, I don't think wine is a davachar. I don't know what leek is. Okay. The others at least I heard of. I don't know. What is the status of dava chorif if it's cooked or fried? Onions, okay. Cooked or fried onions after a minute or two, a minute and a half, loses the charifas, and it's just like any other vegetable. But the other dvarim charifim do not lose their charifas when you cook them. Some of them do, some of them don't. You've got to ascertain each one. Milk splashed near a hot meat pot, but I am not sure if any milk touched the pot. Is the pot permitted? Yeah, there's no latest asafik just because the milk spilled over here. So why should I assume the pot is b'cheskes hatah? Why should I assume that the milk, just because it bounced on the table, why should I assume that it splashed onto the pot? I don't think that's the latest asafik.
What would be considered
latest asafik?
Any half close would they have to be?
close also not. The pot is over here and the milk spills over here. It didn't touch. Yeah. If you have cause to really believe that the milk spilled on the pot. But if I'm watching, it spilled nearby. Nearby is a dozen ounces. What happens if a drop of milk falls onto the outside of a hot pot of meat on the fire? Oh, yeah, yeah. He said, that's in Shulchan Aruch. All discussion. And I have a whole possibility. They conjured up the worst possible scenario that the tipas chalav is going to be mispashet. So if it's going to be mispashet long enough, it'll become batel b'shishim in the charsis agdera. So we're koishish, maybe it's spread so far up until the point, up until but not including the point that you have shishim against it. So you have, if you would have 61, the drop is so big. So if it would spread to 61 locations, that already be batel b'shishim. You have to be koishish, maybe it's spread till almost 61, and then you have to figure out, and then you have to figure out how much food you have inside. A whole discussion. Truth of the matter, we know that our pots today, the stainless steel pots, the bliya does not go through and through. We know that that's the fact. But in the days of the Gemara, the days in the Shulchan Aruch, they didn't have stainless steel pots. So that's why in Shulchan Aruch they talk about the possibility that the bliya goes through and through. So today we're still machmer also. You have to have a conference, all the Rabbanim in the world have to get together. You have to determine once and for all that there's not a problem. So far we're still machma on these things. Around 100 years ago, they were observing, the Vilna Gaon died at the end of the 1700s, so to the end of the 1800s, I think they were observing the 100th yahrzeit of the Vilna Gaon, or the 200th birthday of the Vilna Gaon, or something like that. So everybody was writing about the Vilna Gaon there. All the Maskilim were also in Europe. The Maskilim were also writing. Everybody had something to say about the Vilna Gaon. So there's a story about the Vilna Gaon, about that treifis falling on the outside of the pot. So one of the Maskilim said, it can't be true. The Vilna Gaon was a big scientist, and he was a modern thinker, and he would never agree with what it says in Shulchan Aruch. But the Samach Pamim, Samach Abba, Pachas Meyat, you have to imagine the worst possible thing. I don't know. The Vilna Gaon followed what it said in Shulchan Aruch. Anyway, but that's a classical discussion. A drop of milk falls on the outside of the pot. So, just strictly speaking, we know that it doesn't go through and through. It doesn't make anything trace. But we are not yet prepared to be mekel. So you gotta follow it. It's on the Shulchan Aruch that you have to be considered. You have to be concerned. Maybe the worst thing happened. That it spread a lot and it goes in and makes everything trace. What's the issue? What happens if a hot dairy pot cover, which was just removed from a pot of milk, is placed on a cold pot containing milk? If you cook milk in a pot, so there's always some milk that evaporates. It's going to be droplets of water on top. So the droplets of water, plain old H2O. It doesn't have the curds of the milk in it. But nonetheless, that says in Shulchan Aruch that if you have milk cooking on the bottom, and part of the milk evaporates, even though it's plain old H2O, that part that evaporates is also milchik. That part that evaporates is also milchik. There's a din of mei cholov. The Gemara says mei cholov is only milchik mid the rabbanon. Cholov is when you have everything all together. Mei cholov when you took out the cheese and you left with the whey. So the way is melechik ben derabbanan. Then the Shulchan Aruch had the two opinions: is it only mecholov, or even mecholov? What about regular way? So the different opinions. So sometimes that's a question. This milk that evaporated sometimes have only been melechik ben derabbanan. See, Pesach Frank has a chill about it. He discusses what if you have flesh on top and you're cooking milk on the bottom and the steam is going up and you're not sure. If the steam, where the steam hit the flesh on top, if it will be chicken on top, so the worst it could be is basbel chalav de rabbanon. So if you have a suffix, whether it hit it at the time that it hit it, it was yatzoled, the steam was yatzoledes, the sefeka de rabbanon lekula. But he wants to know what if it's a piece of flesh on top, not a piece of chicken, and it could be basbel chalav de raisa. Is it a sefeka de raisa lechumer? You're not sure whether it was yatzoledes when the steam hit it. So can you just wash off the piece of meat, or do you have to be concerned maybe there was bishul? So he discusses when is the water that evaporated from the milk, when is it only milchik min derabbanan, and when is it milchik min haTorah? So I think he has a suggestion, because we had the Darkei Tshuva when we were learning the Dinim, we had the Darkei Tshuva It said at the beginning of Siman Tzadik Ches, when you have a taruv as a mimbe minos, you only need shishim at the rabbanim. So if you have a sofik shishim, you go lekula, sveka the rabban lekula. If you have a taruv as a mimbe shena mino, so tam kiker is deraisa. So Taisa said, therefore, since we disagree with Rashi, a sofik shishim will be lechumra, it will be a sveka deraisa lechumra. So the Arkichui raised the question that we know that milk, a certain percentage of the milk is just plain water. How much? 75%, 80% of all the milk. It's just plain H2O, just plain water. And once you separate it, so that's only milchik midirabbanan. And only yichveis, how much, what percentage of the milk is really milchik, is the curds. I think less than 20%, or less than 25%. I think it's less than 20%. So if you have, let's say, milk fell into flesh, and you have a vada, shishin kineged, 20% of the milk, that's the milchik part. And you have a sofik shishin against the whole thing, so the whole thing is only milchik mid the rabbanon. So you should say sveka the rabbanon lekula sofik shishim because only need the rabbanon. So he says it's wrong because the whey only becomes paravim in atayra after it's separated. The kolzman that is still together, even the water part of the milk is milchik ben atayra. So that's a sofik shishim mid the rice. So that's what Tzvi Pesach Frank wants to know: when is it considered separated and when is not? So I think he wants to say that if you have the milk on the bottom, and it's and the steam is going up and it's still connected, so everything is still considered connected, it's still milchik ben atayra. Once I'll take the lid off, that's the shaylah. I took a lid off of the milchik pot while I'm cooking milk and I put it by mistake on top of a fleshik pot. So at that time the droplets of water, just plain old water on top, at that time the droplets of water are no longer connected with the milk on the bottom, so then it'll only be considered like then it'll only be considered milchik midirabban. Okay, milchik midirabbanan still makes osir. One of the Talmud Chacham thought that this whole din of meicholav is milchik midirabbanan is only lachatchila b'diyevet, it does nasir. It's against Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says b'feirish that meicholav is milchik midirabbanan and it does asir. If you cooked it with flesh, or you cooked it with chicken, it does asir midirabbanan. So that's the shaila here. If I took a dairy pot cover just removed from the pot of hot milk, and it has water on the bottom, so if I put it on top of flesh, so that water, some of the droplets of water may fall in into the flesh on the bottom, so that could be a problem of basa b'chola. You may well have shishim. It may be very maybe a dead giveaway that you have shishim against the droplets of water. The pot is probably going to be moist, it's probably going to be all wet on the inside on the bottom, like any lid of any pot. So when you put it on top, if we have a rule, ein kli balei mekli baloi roited. If you have a fleshy kli touching a milchik kli, you have a kosher kli touching a trefer kli, and there's no roited in between, so the Gemara says it doesn't asim. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah, in the first parak, sounds like it's mutter lechatchila, at the gomel lechatchila. Some achrayim want to say that it's also lechatchila, mashmos and the ramah. But the pashup shat in the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, in the first parak, is that it's at the gomel lechatchila. The Gemara says lo halachtem yamecha letzur. You never went to that city where you have Jews and non-Jews staying in the same inn, and the Jews and the non-Jews are both cooking pot on top of the fire, the pots are touching, and the guy is cooking chazer in his pot, the Jew is cooking kosher food, the pots are touching, and the bliya doesn't go. So, ain't kli balei, mekli balei reita, but if you have reita in between, then it will be balei. So if you just take a burning hot, I had a burning hot milchik lid in the oven, just a milchik lid sitting in the oven, a ben yomo, and then I put it on top of I have a touch of fleshik pot, so there's no bliya, ain kli balei mekli balei roita, there's no bliya. But if this was just on top of the pot that's cooking the milk, so it's burning hot with liquid, it's going to be moist all over the place, it'll make treif the other kli, the other fleshik kli will now have a bliya of milchiks in it. If the fleshy kli is a fleshy kli, a ben yoma, that'll make it milchik basa b'cholav now. If the fleshy kli has fleshiks in it now, but if it's an ena ben yoma, if I didn't cook in the pot, so the bliya and the doifne hakli is ena ben yoma, so it'll just be fleshik and milchik at the same time. Okay. You will have a problem. You will have a problem. And the water that's going to drop in, you have to make sure that you have shishim. Probably you will have shishim against it. But that'll only be milchik midirabbanan. Those droplets of water on top, it's just plain H2O, it's regular water. That'll only be milchik midirabbanan for sure. What's the din of klisheni regarding Shabbos, regarding basa b'chol? The Gemara says klisheni ainim mevashel by Shabbos. Tosis has a suggestion for Neri in Perek Kira, the third Perek in Shabbos, based on the Mashmoyes of the Mishnah, that you're allowed to pour from a klisheni on top of some Michael on Shabbos. But it sounds like you can't put the Michael into the klisheni. So that's a chumrah that klisheni is mechzikim mevashel. It says b'seirish in the Gemara, you're allowed to pour cold water. Let's say I have a cup of burning hot coffee, and it's in a klisheni. So the Gemara said b'seirish, you're allowed to pour in cold water. So this chumrah of the ri, we're machma the chumrah of the ri. Tosis quotes it as a suggestion. So they're not sure. So the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah is machma like the chumrah of the ri. I don't know if Sparta ma machma. The Ramah quotes Vashkenaz, chumrah from the ri. That you're not allowed to do bishul in a klisheni mechzikim mevashel if it's a dobagush oimed bifnei atzmai. But if you're pouring in cold water to mix in with the burning hot water, even though a lot of the cold water is going to get burning hot now, since it's not oimed bifnei atzmai gets mixed in, or let's say you have a cup of burning hot tea in a klisheni, you want to pour in some lemon juice. So the Gemara says that that's hetagoma, because the lemon juice is klisheni ein mevashel, and there is no mechzikim mevashel. By a liquid, it all blends in together. And even to put in a dabar gush, it's only if the dabar gush is going to be eaten. Let's say you got to put in something for flavoring. You're going to put in a tibik. You're not going to eat the tibik, so there's no mechzikim mevashel on the tibik. The Mishnah Berurah quotes a chumrah from the Binyan Tzion that maybe you shouldn't put in a tibik. So he has two reasons why he quotes in the Chayyadim like that. That he has two reasons why to be machmer. So what the Chayyadim quotes, one reason to be machmer is that the Rambam quotes a Yerushalmi in Hilchas Trumas that even though klisheni ain't a mevasha, that's only if it's only yatzaledes bo. But if it's ad nichbis bo, it's scalding hot. Yatzaledes means if I don't realize that this is hot, I put my hand in, I'll jump out. Yatzaledes, if I don't realize. People can take a shower with yatzaledes. You can take a bath, you can take a shower. You know in advance when there's going to be yatzaledes. You can't take a bath or a shower in yad nichbis. Your skin is going to get burnt off. Yad nichbis is much hotter than yatzaledes. So the Mer Rambam quotes a Yerushalmi in Hilchas Trumas that when do you say there's no bishul b'klisheni? That's if it's only yatzaledes. But if it's yad nichbis, then there is bishul b'klisheni. So the Chayyadim suggests maybe this should carry over to Hilchas Shabbos. The Chayyadim himself realizes that it's not a hechrich. And he argues out the case against it, and the Chazon Ish quotes this argument from the Chayyadim, because the Rambam there is listing off the din is that the iser to eat tevel only applies if you had miruach and riyas pnei abayis. Then it's an iser tevel deraisa. What if you didn't yet have riyas pnei abayis? So I mean, atar it's permissible to eat the tevel, but when the Rabbanon, the Gemara says even though there was no riyas pnei abayis, you're not permitted to eat achilas keva. So what's called achilas keva? A guy sits down and he eats a whole meal and he's full. That's achilas keva. Are there any other things that are called achilas keva? So the Gemara says that melech is kaveh. If he's salted, that's called achilas keva. Mekech is kaveh. If I buy it from someone else, whatever you eat on Shabbos, Shabbos kaveh. The Gemara sounds like it says that yontav is not kaveh, only Shabbos. The Gemara says the reason why he Shabbos kaveh is because of the karas of the Shabbos oinig. So it sounds like in the Gemara said the Pharisee that Yontav is not Kaveh. So it sounds the Pharisee from the Gemara that the mitzvah of Kibbet V'yoneg doesn't apply to Yontav, only applies to Shabbos. So that's why it's a Shvera Rambam. The Rambam writes that the four mitzvahs of Shabbos carry over to Yontav. Kibbet V'yoneg of Shabbos carries over to Yontav. So the Achronim point out, the Saleni and others, they point out the Rambam is against the Gemara. Some present it as if the Gemara is Shver. Pashtus is the Gemara is Gemara and the Rambam is Shver. Rambam is against the Gemara. The Gemara is the Pharisee that does not keep it v'yoinig on Yontif, and the Rambam writes that there is. So the Gemara says it's a whole list of things that are kaveya. Bishul is kaveya. Melech is kaveya. Mekich is kaveya. Shabbos kaveya. So a whole bunch of other things are also kaveya. So there the Gemara, the Yerushalmi says that Bishul is only kaveya if it's Bishul, the Klibishan. Bishul and the Klisheni is not kaveya, but if it's the Klisheni is the Ad Nichviz boy, then I say that it is kaveya. So it never really says that bishul b'klisheni shmei bishul if it's yad nichbis bo. It just says that it's koveya. There are so many other things that are koveya that are called achilos keva. Mekach is koveya. Mekach is not bishul. Shabbos keva. Shabbos is not bishul. So bishul b'klisheni yad nichbis bo doesn't necessarily indicate that bishul b'klisheni shmei bishul and kol ha-terakula. Maybe it's not just a din in koveya. It's called achilos keva. So mitzad that, it's really a shvach chumrah. Then the other tzad, the binyan siyan raised, that's the tzad based on the chayyadim. It's interesting, the Mishnah Brura has the text that he has on the bottom, the sharatzions, he always gives you the marmakonis. So sometimes he writes, he doesn't need a marmakon, sometimes he writes poshet. So on this din, the Mishnah Brura writes, there's no bishul biklusheni, that's a gemara, unless it's yad nichves, then there's bishul biklusheni, poshet. How is it poshet? It's not poshet at all. It's the chayyadim came up with a chumra, the chayyadim himself slugs up the chumra. There's no right. The Chazanish says, Mikredin, it's not really so. The Pashto is not so. You learn Yerideya, unless you read every single Taz, you would never hear about this. You learn Yerideya, it says, Klisheni doesn't make trade. It doesn't say Yad Nichlis does. Some of the Nesim came up. Taz, some of the other Nesim came up. But the Pashto says that over here you don't have the din. Then the other reason for the Chumra, Klisheni, to put a tea bag in on Shabbos, is because maybe it's Kalei HaBishul. That the Gemara says in Masech Rav. The Mishnah says in Perikira. By Kali HaBishol, the whole reason why there's no Bishol B'Klisheni, as I said, because it's Fanas on the Kara, say, Ein Derech Bishol B'Kach. Ein Derech Bishol B'Kach. But if it's Kali HaBishol, if it's a thing that's very easy to be Mavashol, then there would be Bishol Afilu B'Klisheni. So that's what the suggestion was made, that maybe a tea bag is Kali HaBishol. The Pashto says that it's not the Kali HaBishol. It's a Chumre Mamish. Chumre from outer space. The Pashto says that it's not so. And he have such a minik from Europe to be machma not to use a tea bag. Rav Soloveitchik said he in his family they always use tea bags in a cliche. Yeah, so that's a bad bishul the klisheni. That's a masach Shabbos. How much of this carries over to basa b'cholov? So the Gemara says all of it. The Gemara says basa b'cholov the rice is only their bishul. Basa b'cholov the rabbanon is even kovush and even maliach is basa b'cholov the rabbanon. So the pashtus is that klisheni should be loy gora from blia ayidei blia betzayin. Klisheni should be loy gora from a blia ayidei kovish or ayidei maliach. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes from the Taisus that it's not so. Taisus says that even though kovish kemavush al maliach keresech asa min atoira by sharisur and by basa b'cholav it can't be an isa deraisa because only derech bishul asa torah. But by sharisur you don't need derech bishul. Shabashari Suri, Mikabish Kamabushal Maliach Keresech makes an Isa Deraisa. So Klisheni should also make an Isa Deraisa. So Taisa says, no, Klisheni ain't a Mavashal, so therefore it doesn't ask. So that's what the Rambani has to tell it. It doesn't make any sense. You don't need Bishal. You only need Bishal by Basa Becholov. The Gemara says, Basa Becholov, there Bishal is the same as Shabbos. So there's no Bishal by Klisheni by Shabbos, and there's no Bishal by Klisheni by Basa Becholov. There's no Bishal by Hamitveri, because it's not told us the Or. So there's no bishul by basa b'chol b'chamitveri either. But by shari surim, why should you say that basa b'chol shouldn't even be basa b'chol? The rabbanon should be less than kovish and less than maliach. How can it be? So it's a pella. So the talmid the chasam sefer, the talmid the chasam sefer, they were machmi even b'di'evet on the klisheni. They were choshes from the ramban even b'di'evet, unless it's a hefsed meruvin. Shulchan Aruch doesn't say like that. Shulchan Aruch, the accepted psak, is that that we follow the Bali Atosus that Klisheni doesn't aser even Bishari Surim, it doesn't even make Basa B'chol of the Rabbanon. L'chatchila we should be machma, we should avoid it. But for the Eved, if it happened, we paskin that that Klisheni doesn't aser. It's not kapella, how can it be? So just to say over the din, it's not a teretz. So Rav Soloveitchik just said there is a din of Blias Tzayna that asers by Shari Surim and Atorah. And Bliyas Tzayin and Asas by Bas B'chol of the Rabbanon. If you have Kovash and Maliach, it Asas by the Rabbanon, Bas B'chol. But if it's a Bliyas Chamin, so the Halacha says it only Asas if it's Derech Bishul. We don't understand why. It doesn't make any sense. Where is the Makkah? Where in the world is the Makkah? So that's what Rav Soloveitchik suggested. Maybe the Makkah is that Sugya, that Peladik is Sugya, in Sochem, and Afayin Hei, Ayin Vavam, and Aleph, the Gemara has a Machloikis, who is it, Rabbi Levi? Well, the Eloi Govar, Tatoi Govar. So on the side of the Yeridah, they quote the Kasha from the Crazy Places, from the Rebbe Rabbi Yonis and Abishitz. How is the Shach to have a machlokes for the Eloi Gova, Tatoi Gova, Cham, Tatoi, and Sen, Tatoi? Why don't they experiment and taste it and find out whether the Eloi Gova, Tatoi Gova? It's a Pella. So Rav Soloveitchik suggested maybe the Teretz is the Yodam, the Bliya does go. Both ways, the Bliya does go. But the Gemara's machlokes is which way is there a Bishul? And Kach Nem Haloche, that a A bliya bechamin only asas if it's derech bishul. It's a pella, but that's what it sounds like in the Yeridah. We're just saying over the din in the Yeridah. It's not explaining it. It's just describing what it says in the Yeridah. So klisheni, by Shabbos, we have all the dinim in Shulchan Aruch. But Yishani by Basa B'cholov, it says in Shulchan Aruch that it doesn't even ask him at the Rabbanon. What is considered L'chatzkel, what's considered B'di'evet? If it happened already, then it's B'di'evet. L'chatzkel, you should avoid it. If it happened, the Chasam Sofer, Tamid Chasam Sofer, they're machmir even B'di'evet, that's going to be a hefsid mum. But we really don't pass them like that. What's the status of the ladle? That's an issue in Taisus already. It's an issue that Taz raises it in Hilchas Shabbos. If you have a pot of burning hot soup that you took off of the fire, so all the soup is still cleavish, and then you put in a ladle, so the part of the ladle that's submerged under the surface of the soup, so some are of the opinion that's all cleavish, so that becomes a cleavish. Then when you take it out, when you pour it into the bowl, so that'll be eerie from a cleavish. And others are of the opinion that no, that if you put in the ladle while the pot of soup is still on top of the fire, so of course it's all cleavish, there's no machlekes. But if you remove the pot of soup from fire already, so the soup that's in the pot still has the status of cleavish, even though it's no longer agabehesh. But now when you put in the ladle, since the ladle is not agabehesh, when you take the soup out into the ladle, it's already dina klisheni, and then when you're pouring from the ladle into the plate, that's already iri klisheni. Iri klisheni, even the chumra of the ri doesn't apply. The ri had a chumra that you're not allowed to, you shouldn't put soup nuts into the soup and it's in the klisheni, because ain't bishalach bishal, but yesh bishalach rafia. So this, if the soup nuts were, let's say, matzah, challah, the matzah, the soup nuts were baked, they weren't cooked. So there's a chumra that yesh bishal chashish for that opinion from the Irem, that yesh bishalach rafia, and the klisheni, if it's a dove gush and you're going to eat it, so then you, the chumra of the ri that is mechzik and mabash yesh bishal the klisheni. So that chumra is only if it's in the klisheni, but to do iri from the klisheni on top of the dove gush, that's the mishnah that says that that's muta. The ri agrees that that's muta. So that's why there's a machlekes. If you put the ladle in under the surface of the soup when it was already removed from the fire, does the ladle become mamish like a klivishon? So then when you pour it, it's an iri klivishon, so you shouldn't pour it on top of the challah. Or do you say no? Since it's soloy al gabayesh, the ladle is already a klisheni, and when you're pouring from the ladle on top of the challah, that's iri klisheni, that's at the gomel chatchil. So this is 2 days in Achrayim. It's really, there's a Taisus in Avodah Zarah that talks about the issue. The Taisus is a little bit lokui. It's missing a couple of words. If you read the Taisus Rabbeinu Ochanan, and that daf in Avodah Zarah, it's more baharchove. It says mefurish. He raises this issue. But the putting in the ladle into the pot that's removed from the fire is a dinik klisheni or not. How do we hold by Dove Gush? When Machmad, that a Dove Gush retains the status of klivish and calls man, that it's yatzal lettuce. Just because I put it on a plate, it doesn't lower down to the level of the klisheni. The whole idea of klisheni, because Tfanis Nekara, as Tyson said, Tfanis Nekara only applies to liquid where the particles are rolling all over the place. And a salad doesn't roll. Machma, lechatzchili machma. 2 days in Tesis. What is a dove gush? That's a shayla where the potato chips have the status of dove gush because they're so thin. Maybe it's only a dove gush. If it's a fat piece of flesh, it has a mamoshes. Sometimes it comes up in industrial kashas where the potato chips have the status of a dove gush. Could be that not. What do we hold regarding nifsakaki luach? We're machma on that irui is still mevashel kadei klipe. The shach says even nifsakaki. There's a steer in the shach. The dog on the rubber. That's why when we were learning the other day, I said over the story that when I was in Rav Soloveitchik Shir learning Yeridea, so there was one boy in the shir who never bought a Yeridea. He's just sitting in class and listening. So 2 weeks before a week and a half before the b'china, he asked, could he borrow my Yeridea? I said okay. So I thought he was going to borrow, he was going to give it back. He borrows the Yeridea, doesn't give it back. So it came time for the Pchina, had a chazer. So I was chazering from my father had an old Yeridea that was falling apart and had a different Suras Adap. He had a Lemberg edition. So it wasn't the same page that I had, so I wasn't going to chazer from that. So I was chazering. My father had a small Yeridea that just had the Be'er Heitev and the Pischei Chuvah. So then, but I didn't have the Shachs, so I wanted to test myself to see if I knew what was going on. A big knacker. So I looked in the Igris Moshe and I started to read a Shaila and I started to think, what would I say? What's the answer? Then I see Rav Moshe. I never heard of it. He starts quoting. So this is one of the Shailas. What's the din of klisheni of nifsa kakilo? So I thought it said in the Shach that it's mutter. So Moshe quotes the Dogon Levava has a steer between two shachs, and the teretz is if it's nifse kakiluach plus nischal gabi kirat anenis. If you have both together, then it's no longer a din of iri. But if it's nifse kakiluach alone, he's pouring from a burning hot kettle and he stops, so the water is no longer connected with inside nifse kakiluach. But it's not nischal gabi kirat anenis. On nischal gabi kirat anenis, let's say I'm pouring burning hot water, that's I'm pouring burning hot milk over here, and it's rolling on a cold surface until it bumps into the flesh. So nischal gabi kirat anenis alone, without nifse kakiluach, we're a machmer. If you have both together, nifse kakiluach plus nischal gabi kirat anenis, so then the shach is mekel. That's how the dogma above says, is the teretz to the steer in the shach. So Moshe, I think, says it. That's how we pass him. What kinds of foods are roy for removing kadei klipa? Solids. And a liquid you can't take out of kadei klipa. Has to be a solid. What is this? A dairy spoon was used to stir hot milk. A dairy spoon to stir hot milk. Normal. And a pot on the fire. And was then washed. Okay? After some time, okay, had elapsed, the spoon was inserted by mistake into a meat pot on the fire. The milchik spoon was a ben yomo. It was still within 24 hours. It's a ben yomo. So then you're stirring meat. What is the law? What is the law? You have to have shishim against the spoon. If the spoon would have been a ben yomo, so then it does an asa b'dieved. If the spoon is still a ben yomo, so then an asa b'dieved. Unless you have shishim, okay? Shishim still works. Okay. What if the milk was heated in a klisheni? So we pass on that b'dieved. Klisheni does an asa. A pella dikadim, but that's the psak and shulchanach. Klisheni doesn't count. Any bliyah de klisheni doesn't count. By mistake, I sliced a hot piece of meat with a dairy knife that had been used to cut hot cheese within 24 hours.
Is there a chiluk between when the bliyah happens, klisheni, versus when the bishul happens? As the bliyah was, let's say you have
I don't think so.
I think so.
We say a bliya bechamin shalor b'dar fishol doesn't count. That's what we assume. It's a pella dikadin. Ramban says it doesn't make sense. And if some sefer even b'dieved passing like Ramban, but we don't follow them. Kovish emaliya chasam and atar b'sharisun. And klisheni doesn't. So the Ramban says, how can it be? It shouldn't be worse than kovish. Apparently. Just the description of the din is that a bliyas chamen that's not derech bishul does nasa. So klisheni is not derech bishul does nasa. We don't know why. A very strange din. Nochamo. By mistake, I sliced a hot piece of meat with a dairy knife that had been used to cut hot cheese within 24 hours. Okay. So the knife became milchik and it's a ben yoma. Then I cut a hot piece of meat with the knife. Are the knife and the meat forbidden? I think so. Why not? Why not? It's not going to ask a kedei kulo. It's like a tzli. It only asks kedei klipa, kedei netila. Okay. Bitatoi govar. I'm cutting a hot piece of meat with a cold knife. With a cold knife now.
When the same machlok is being addressed, very apparent, the gabe, you shank a kulo, when the calf, when the turtle is getting the turtle, when you turtle the calf, the calf should boil, you shank in the kulo, you shank in the masha. What you put in, when you put in of the spoon, the part that you put in, would the knife be the same? Even though,
yeah,
even though
same
it's
thing.
Spoon,
yeah, same shine. Yeah, but we're makel over there. The knife and the meat are forbidden. I'll be pashed. Not the whole piece of meat. If I cut a piece of meat, so the first could they clip it? Will be awesome. The rest will be mutar. You have to kasha the knife. Yeah. You don't need, usually you need Kabbalah Kachpolta. The kashering has to be the same way the Bliya came. So whatever the Bliya is Aydei Mashkin, then you can do Hagolah. Whenever the Bliya is not Aydei Mashkin, then you need Liban. But that's only if the Bliya was Agabi Oesh. let's say I had a knife became treif because I cut a non-kosher steak, but it was not gabi ha'esh, it was on a plate. So if it's not a gabi ha'esh, then you never need libum. Even though there was no reitiv, then you never leave them. See here, nothing was agabi here, I assume. The burning hot cheese was probably not agabi huesh, if the case was not agabi huesh. And the piece of meat that's burning hot, everything was not agabi huesh. So all you need is agol, you wouldn't need leave them.
If it was another pirate, then the whole radish would become nothing.
If what happened?
It was instead of cutting a piece of meat,
a whole radish would be nothing, or just today's. If non-kosher food falls into hot kosher food, under what conditions is the resultant mixture permitted? Non-kosher food falls into hot kosher food. If everything is lach, so you have to have shishim. If it's if everything is dava gush, dava yovesh, so you ask kedei klipa. Non kosher cold food falls onto hot kosher food. So if everything is dava gush, so it only asks kedei klipa. If it's lach, so if you have shishim, it'll be pop.
Fanning.
You're a day.
No, but what it says, like fanning, if one of them is
shami, one of them is shami, so we'll go further than kadei klipo. Okay, a little bit. Okay. What is this? A cup of coffee with milk spilled into a pot of chicken soup. The coffee falls into the chicken soup. For the soup to be permitted, must I have 60 times the volume of the whole cup of coffee, or only of the milk? Yeah, we say Taisus is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Even though the Ramah Paskins Chaticha Nasmel B'Sharisim, that's only if it's an Iser. But if it's a Tera, if the milk was kosher, the only thing is that the kosher milk was mixed into coffee, so you don't need Shishin Keneged all the coffee. It's enough if you have Shishin Kenega, that amount of milk that fell in. You don't say Chaticha Nasnavela by Hatera. Shulchan Aruch quotes that from Tosfos. Yeah. After cooking meat and potatoes, I discover insects in the pot. What is the law? Let's see. So, many assume that bugs, the bria from the bugs on Nais and Tamil Gam. That's how it says in Shulchan Aruch. The Shach at the end of the Simon raises an objection. Maybe it's not Nais and Tamil Gam. I don't know. You got to look in the Paskim, how you Paskim over there. What do they say there? They think we should Paskim like the Shach.
Some of it.
The later Paskim thinks it's Paskim like the Shach. Okay. You got to check, though, if you find a couple of bugs. So maybe if you find two or three bugs, there's a machloikas, whether it betrays him, they have a chazoka, or with plasim, they have a chazoka. So if you find either two or three bugs, that's a shayla and din had a Paskim. So maybe the thing is infested with bugs, and now you have to check. Maybe there are more bugs. Got to check. Let's say if you have flour. So in America, usually you don't find bugs in flour. If you happen to find bugs in flour, if you find one bug, that bug is also, the rest is mutter. If you find two or three bugs, then you have to check the whole thing to make sure that you don't have additional bugs. And then if everything was cooked with the bug, usually you're going to have shishim against all the bugs. Usually you're going to have shishim. If you don't have shishim, so then it's a shayla. So the Shulchan Aruch assumes that it's nice and tam l'gam, and the Shach is not so convinced that that is the din. A fly fell into the soup. What should I do? Don't eat the fly. Shayla is: Can you take a spoon, a kosher spoon, and take out a little bit of soup with that fly? So will that make that spoon treif? So the Shulchan Aruch says it doesn't, because that fly is a nice and tam l'gam. Doesn't make a treif, even though it's burning hot. And the Shach will say that it will make the spoon treif. Okay, make the spoon treif. So you kasher the spoon. No big deal. You kasher the spoon.
According to the Shulchan Aruch, you could do it with hatchila because this is like a case of shach hatchila.
Probably. That's the Medrash has that. When Medrash on Esther says that the Haman came to complain to Ahasuerus, and he said, if the Jews find a fly in this in the soup, they'll take a spoon and throw out the fly, and if you, Achashverosh, will touch their wine, they won't drink the whole wine. So you see the way they don't hold from you. They hold you worse than a bug. Achashverosh is worse than a bug. That started the whole tzara with the Jews. Yeah.
Should you wait for the soup to cool down and just be machmir?
If you're interested in drinking the soup now, so it's been this will hatchila to take it out. You want to be machmir to kasha the soup. Kasha the spoon is not a big problem. If you're not interested in drinking the soup now, so wait till then. Okay.
If you can't find a bug, then it's a very expensive and a very.
If I know for sure that there is a bug, that's a Dovah Shalom, then it's a berry is not the tailor. Sometimes it won't be a Dovah Shalom. Huh?
You don't assume that it was
distracted from
the stuff in the pot?
In Shulchan Aruch, they quoted Chuvas HaRashban, Hilchas Taloim, that if you stirred the pot, it's a suffix, maybe the bug was Nistrasik, maybe not. That suffix could be Nistrasik to constitute a Svexveke if you have another suffix. So let's say I know that certain vegetables often have bugs. There's a likelihood that it may well have bugs, but it's not about those, that it's always going to have a bug. So if you have a bowl of soup, maybe that you are the lucky winner, your bowl of soup doesn't have any bugs. It's soup and vegetables. So maybe that you don't have any bugs at all. Feeling things learn that you have a bug, so maybe the bug wasn't the strassig when you were stirring together. So that's only if you were stirring. So there's a possibility of Shem and Nisrasik, and it's mitzvah to make a Svexveke if you're not sure that you have that your bowl of soup has a bug. But if you know Bavadois that a bug fell in and it's a bug fell in Bishlei Muso, so then the Suffolk Nisrasik is not enough. That's only a Suffolk. That's not enough to be mat. You have to know Bavadois and Nisrasik, so then I say it's no longer berries, so if you can't find it. But if you can filter everything out, if you can remove the bug, then it's called Nikar Huisa. You're lazy, you don't want to filter it out. You have to try to filter it out to find the bug. Let's see, may I use glass utensils for meat and dairy? What about Pyrex? That's a machlokes in Hilchos Pesach, the Mechaber and the Ramah. Mechaber writes that glass is not boleya. We know that glass is hardly boleya. Hardly balei at all, mashu, the mashu. So Mechaber says that you can use it for fleshy simil. And the Rama is machma that you treat glass like klicheris. Not only do you say it's balea, you can't even kasher it. Pyrex is the same thing as glass. I remember I had Professor Soloveitchik for chemistry. Soloveitchik's brother, Shmuel Soloveitchik. So we were in a lab and we were doing some experiment there. So I asked him, my mother wanted to know whether Pyrex is balea or not. So he started to scream at me. Idiot! He was very nervous. He screams. He says, you're making it. He's very nervous. He says, you're making an experiment putting exactly one drop of this chemical into this whole test tube. If the Pyrex, all the test tubes are Pyrex, it says on the test tube. He says, if the Pyrex is balea, so you have a lot of drops of the chemical. So the whole experiment is not, obviously the Pyrex is not balea. Yeah, the Mechaber is right. We know the Mechaber is right. Pyrex is not balea. But the Ramor was machma. So Papa. So Sephardim follow the Mechaber, that they have the same, they have glyphs. So Fleshiks and Milchiks and Ashkenazim follow the Chumas Ramor. Achreim have a discussion whether the Ramor's Chumas is only Chumas B'Pesach, Moshe Chumas the Chumas, or by all Yisurim. So the Prima Gadim assumes that it's not only by Pesach, by Shari Yisurim also, but he wants to be Mitzad al-Hakul. It's only an issue of the Rabbanon. Maybe then you can be makel. I think he says, let's say you serve the chicken soup, burning hot chicken soup in a glass cup. Now you want to serve burning hot milk. So chicken with milk is only basa b'chol adraban to begin with. So he says, there is makam lahak. But if you had the real fleshik soup in the glass, and now you want to serve hot milk in the glass, and that's already a shalat deraisa, so then you should be choshish for the ramah. I don't remember. You got to take a look in the Prima Gadim. The Prima Gadim always talks as deraisa derabanan. It's always it started. The pashtus in the Ramah is that you don't do it. Pashtus Ramah is you don't distinguish between deraisa derabanan. Pashtus says that we're machmed that glass is dina kikli.
What about
there? Yeah.
The
lad
has a
tshuva
where he wants to be make of Ashkenazim to be do hagala three times on Pyrex. Because he says that maybe there's a tzad that the Yisra and Gazan, because like the Ra'as says that there's Gzer Dilma Paka, that by Pyrex there's no Gzer Dilma Paka, And you could do Hagal and Gimel Pamin. Is there any Nikol like that? Or
Hagala Gimel Pamim Anik Klicheris is a Yerushalmi. If you have something that's only Anisa de Rabbanan Kal, so Hagala Gimel Pamim works on a Klicheris. So the Tur quotes from the Balui Tur that any trade for Kli that's Eni Ben Yom is only awesome de Rabbanan. Exer Eni Ben Yom Ata Ben Yom. So if you have any trade for Klicheris, Eni Ben Yom, you can do Hagala Gimel Pamim. So the Tur says we don't accept that Kula of the Sefer Huitur. Only on Anisa de Rabbanan Kal, if it's a Chuma Bezman as the Rabbanan, Bisholakam, something like that. So then Agolgim and Pam, we would be making on a Klicheris. But if it's a Klishein Ben Yomo that was really Balea Trefis, we would not be making. So that's a Shaila over here. The whole Ramah is only a Chumra. We know the truth of the matter is like the Mechaber. So how much are you Mechuyiv to be Machmet? It's already an Eine Ben Yomo. So why shouldn't you be making to do a Agolgim and Pam on all the glasses? There's Makam Lahakam.
The
whole thing is such a shver chumra.
Regarding drinking glasses, you don't use them with.
Most people don't. Yeah, the Prima Gadim talks about pouring burning hot chicken soup or fleishig schmaltz into the glass and then pouring burning hot milk into the. I don't know. People still drink burning hot milk. Years ago, I think they used to drink hot milk. People still drink hot milk. I don't know. Not really. Someone said, you can tell what generation I'm from. I said, we have one set of glasses. He said, you can tell I'm over 60. So all the younger people, that would be absolutely us. They have the same drinking glasses. Whoever heard of such a thing? But for my generation and years ago, they never had separate glasses for flesh and milk. You don't pour in hot things. Everything is cold.
Would we be mad for this? Would we have midnight in this glass? Like for Ben Yama?
The Pashto... What do you mean? If something is only awesome, it's minik.
Yeah.
For example, kidneys.
Yeah.
Would you be machmer to say that it doesn't have? You can't kasher it. Kidneys. Once you wait till Leina Ben Yoma, so there's no gzera. So the whole thing doesn't apply. I mean, I put in burning hot kidneys, and then I want to use it for burning hot kosher lepesa food.
Yeah.
Glass. I don't know. There's makam lahakal that the Achrayim have. If you mitzarif a lot of, even if something is, you don't rely on one hetter, you don't rely on this hetter, but if you have several, start them lahakal, so you make a tziruf hashita. So that's over here you have. The glass, we know it's not boleya, but the Ramah made a chumra. And then you say, the Baluita says, Hagol Gimel Pam helps on an Eina Ben Yom. So bifal is ashir. And then you say it's a heterabola, the Ra'or holds that by the Ritvan, the end of Abed Zar quotes the Ra'or, that by heterabola they never made Xer Eni Ben Yom Ata Ben Yom. He didn't have two sets of dishes, he only had one set of dishes. And the Ritvan says they argued with him, and he said no, he insisted he's right. So Rabbi Kevega has a tshuva, he's Mitzadeh, the Pischei tshuva quotes, the tshuva is Rabbi Kevega, Mitzadeh Lachal, if you have a tziruf of several tzadim together, like the Chacham Tzvi is Mekel. The Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, if you have clay hayayin, tray for barrels that had non-kosher wine in them, that were empty for 12 months, after Yud Beis Chodesh, you don't have to kasher at all. We assume that the tray for bli, Eina Ben Yomo is awesome with the Rabbanon. Eina Ben Yomo is only awesome with the Rabbanon because nice and tam levgam, that's by most the tray for bli. Eina Ben Yomo by wine, we don't assume it's nice and tam levgam. Eina Ben Yomo by wine, we assume the wine, the bli is going to taste better by Eina Ben Yomo. But the Gemara says after Yud Beis Chodesh we assume the whole bli is going to evaporate, nothing going to be left. So most of the poskim assume that that's only a hetah by Stam Yenim. Stam Yenim is only a chumah with the Rabbanon. So once it's Yud Beis Chodesh, there's no problem. We have a right to assume the whole bli evaporated, and the Chacham Tzvi is mekel even by all isur. So we don't follow the Chacham Tzvi that after Yud Beis Chodesh you don't have to kasha. We don't follow the Ra'or that Eina Ben Yomo Ata Ben Yomo was never instituted by Hatera Bola. We don't follow the Baluita that you can do Hagol or Gimel Pam on a cliche in a minyan. But Rabbi Kevega said we have all three together. So even though each sheet alone we don't rely on, but Betzirah, all the sheetahs together, we would be Mekel Seir also. If you have glass or Pyrex, and it's Eina Ben Yomo, and you do Hagol or Gimel Pam, so how many chumras are you mechuyif to pile up over here? Start him lahakam. Non-kosher food was cooked in a glass pot. Is the pot forbidden? That's what we're machmer. That's what the Ramah is machmer for that. And then the Ramah is machmer, he can't even do Hagola. He says we treat it like a klicheres. That's the shaila. If it would be fleishi gam melechik, so you have already several tzadim lach, or you have the Ra'o says that by hetera bala there's no gzeira any ben yomo to ben yomo. If you cook treifus in the pot, you don't have that tziruf of that. So if you wait yud beis chodesh, then you'll have the tziruf of the chacham tzvi. You have to have a situation where you have enough tzadim to be mitzarif together to be mekel. Let's see, by mistake, the potatoes were cooked in a clean pot that had been used for cooking non-kosher food. May I eat the potatoes? It depends. Is it ben yomo? Can we assume that it was ein ben yomo? We had a shachar and machloikas. The Rambam paskins. The Rambam does not accept that gemara. The stam kelim ein ben yomo. The stam kleishel nochem. But in Shulchan Aruch, we do assume like that. Stam kelim are ein ben yomo, unless it's in a restaurant. We know they keep on cooking over and over and over again, many times the same day. Unless you know about those, that it is ben yomo. But usually, stam kelim ein ben yomo. So if you cook potatoes in a pot that's clean, and I know that I once cooked non-kosher food, and I don't know if it's a ben yomo or not, so you have the right to assume that stam kelim ein ben yomo. It's mutter to eat the potatoes. May I cook the potatoes in a clean meat pot, which is eino ben yomo, if I intend to eat the potatoes with butter? May I cook the potatoes in a clean fleshic pot, which is eino ben yomo, if I intend to eat the potatoes with butter? So that's where we had a whole discussion the other day. So the from the Bir Agro, it sounds like it's mutter lechatchila, and the Chachma Sodom says the Feirish that he thinks that it's also. If I'm not mistaken, Rabbi Felder quotes in the name of Rabbi Moshe Feinstein in one of his little svarim. Aaron Felder quotes that Rabbi Moshe said lehokel, like the Bir Agro. Rabbi Belsky says he must have heard wrong. It can't be. He wasn't there. Felder was there. Felder was by Ramosh all day and all night for 20 years.
Doesn't the
Ramos
say that
Ramos says if it's cooked in an Ein Ben Yomo, the Chumra of Nat Banat Adei Bishul doesn't apply to the other. But he doesn't say it's Mutter Lechatchila. So the Vilna Gaon presents in such a way that it sounds like it's even Mutter Lechatchila. The Gzeir Ein Ben Yomo, Ata Ben Yomo doesn't apply to Kitnias. We had a Shach in the second Chelik Yeredeh because Kitnias only also Mitam Chumra, Mitam Minik. There was a machlekes dushach and the Nodi Biyuda whether the gzeir ein ben yomo atam ben yomo applies if the whole nisa in the first place is only nisa derabbanan. So the shach says the gzeir ein ben yomo atam ben yomo even applies if it's only nisa derabbanan. The Nodi Biyuda has a whole tshuva, he doesn't agree. So we're machma like the shach, but even the shach admits if it's only nisa mitam chumre, mitam ninig, then there is no gzeir ein ben yomo atam ben yomo. So that's what the Bir Agro sounds like. The whole din of not ba not aydei bishul is really only a chumre. Mikra din is really mut. So there shouldn't be any gzeir ein ben yomo atam ben yomo. So Rabbi Felder quotes that Rabbi Moshe said it's mutter. And Rabbi Belsky doesn't like Rabbi Felder, so he thinks that he misses. Rabbi Felder used to live in the neighborhood. We used to dive in the same shul together, so I do like Rabbi Felder. He was by Rabbi Moshe all the time. He was by Moshe day and night for many, many, many years. Felder and Bluth, they were always by Rabbi Moshe all the time. Okay, we got to have a break to prepare for Shia. Okay, what are we up to? The potatoes in the pot. We're up to number 48. Okay. We'll pick another day to continue. Later today, those are my shiur, we're going to... I left out something in Kuftes. I want to do the shach sim in Kuftes of cotton hay. There's a little inaccuracy in the shach there. Then I want to go back to Kufyud and wrap up what we're going to cover by Svek Svek, and then we'll go to Haroya Kesef. Okay.